This is The Solo Shot with your host, Jim Sonnen.
We have got ourselves a little bit of a duel tonight in Daily Fantasy Baseball for the top of the pitching pool. On one hand, you got Gerrit Cole, the early season star who just lit up the earth in his first couple of starts with the Astros. He's in a good matchup for tonight. On the other hand, you got Trevor Bauer, who has just been disgusting recently, racking up 10 strikeout game after 10 strikeout game. Both those guys are going tonight, and you've got to decide which one you have as your favorite pitcher. We're going to talk about all of that today right here on The Solo Shot. That's right here on the Number Fire Podcast Network and NumberFire.com. My name is Jim Sonnes. I am a writer for Number Fire, here to break down tonight's 9-game main slate. Lock is set for 7:05, and I love decisions like this for pitching. It's a lot of fun, and I think that it's going to be a good slate regardless, no matter which way you choose, because even beyond those two guys, got a couple of other solid ones we can take a look at tonight. So a lot to discuss. Let's start things off here by taking a look at the weather for this slate. We've got some wind in Philadelphia for the Phillies and the Rockies. Winds are blowing out to right at 10 miles per hour. So upgrade hitters in that one. Same thing is happening in Detroit for the Twins and the Tigers. Their winds are blowing out at 14 miles per hour. So upgrade hitters in that one as well. Don't appear to be any rain concerns for tonight, so we should be just fine and dandy to watch some really solid baseball. Before we do our pitching preview for this Wednesday slate, gotta remind you that we do have our PGA DFS preview for the U.S. Open at Shinnecock Hills. That is in the Number Fire Daily Fantasy Podcast feed. Lineups lock tomorrow morning, on Thursday morning. So if you have not listened yet, make sure you go search on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, the Google Play Store, and the TuneIn app. You can search any of those places, find the podcast, see what Brandon and I think about that event, the U.S. Open, and then fill out lineups for tomorrow morning. I'm filling out my lineups today, and I'm excited to do so because pretty fun field, as always, for a major, and I think got some plays I like quite a bit. So we'll see how things go starting on Thursday morning. Ideally, can sweat through Sunday. We'll see how that goes, though. All right, pitching preview for Wednesday. Gerrit Cole is far and away the most expensive pitcher tonight. He checks in at $11,800. They do dip down to Bauer. He is $10,200 for that second slot on the board. Jose Barrios is $9,800. And Kenta Maeda will come off the disabled list today and cost you $9,100. Cole Hamels and Nick Pivetta are the other two at $8,000 or higher. Now, when you are as expensive as Cole is tonight, you had better be an elite stud, especially with Bauer down at $10,200. And I think that Cole is an elite stud. The question is he good enough to separate from Bauer with the price discount you get in using Bauer? So we're going to talk about both these guys, starting off here with Cole, who is on the road to face the Athletics, and they've been pretty good this year. They actually lead this slate in hard hit rate, which is concerning, to say the least, especially because that has not been the strength for Cole this year. But what they will do is strike out. They are 18th in strikeout rate against righties. That gives Cole the upside that we're looking for in tournaments. He has a 38% strikeout rate for the entire season with a 14% swinging strike rate and just a 7% walk rate to guard against his really good Athletics offense. Now, Cole will allow some hard contact and some fly balls. That is a concern. It's also a concern for Bauer, but we'll talk more about him later on. But pitching in Oakland should help with that because it is cooler in Oakland than it will be in some other places, in most other places on this slate. And the best part for Cole tonight is that he doesn't slip too much on the road. He has a 39% strikeout rate at home this year compared to 37% on the road. There are other high strikeout pitchers on this slate, in Bauer especially, so you don't have to use Cole. But there are reasons to do so. He had 16 strikeouts in one game this year, 14 in another. He has hit at least 11 five times this year. That is slate-changing upside. So I'm going to use Cole. I'm not going to give away where I rank him relative to Bauer yet. And it's kind of fun to have these two guys dueling on the same slate because they were teammates in college, apparently didn't like each other too much. So it's a rivalry in real life, rivalry in DFS. Let's talk through Bauer first before we decide how to rank these guys. Normally, I'm not a big Bauer guy, partly because he's very antagonistic, but he has been cranking things up of late, and he has a great matchup too. So I guess we will give him a look here and talk about him. To match Cole, we need a pitcher who can get double-digit strikeouts. And Bauer has been doing plenty of that recently. He had 12 strikeouts in his most recent start. Before that, he was at 11, 13, 6, and 10. And that 13-strikeout game was against the Astros, and it was his only start at home in this stretch. So, shocker, Trevor Bauer turned things up when facing the Astros. All the other starts for him were on the road. Bauer really upped his velocity back on May 5th, and he has basically been just disgusting ever since. He has a 2.77 skill interactive ERA, or Sierra, with a 33% strikeout rate and a 13.3% swinging strike rate. That is since from May 5th on. And again, only two of those seven starts have been at home. This dude has reached a whole new level, and he's doing it on the road, which is where he'll be again tonight. I don't know how he has done it. I don't want to know how, because he has hinted at the Astros getting a leg up by using things like pine tar. I don't know if he started to do that himself. I don't want to know, but he is just lights out right now. The White Sox, 18th in WRC plus against righties. That helps out as well. And the big thing here is that they are 28th in strikeout rate. So the A's are not a high strikeout offense, or they are. They're above average, but the White Sox are at a whole new level. They're also just 25th in walk rate, which is something that will bite Bauer every now and then. Bauer does provide some salary relief. He is at 10-2. Cole is at 11-8. So I think you can go either way with these two guys. Bauer's probably safer because he has a better matchup, and his upside is similar. I think that Cole's true ceiling is higher than Trevor Bauer's because he does have that 16-strikeout game in his past, whereas Bauer probably doesn't quite have that ceiling, but Bauer will pitch super deep into games. He has been hot recently, and he has a better matchup. So I think, objectively, that Trevor Bauer is the better play. And if I'm saying that, as someone who is, again, not a huge fan of the guy, it probably tells you that it's a really good spot. So I'm going to go Trevor Bauer a little bit more than Gerrit Cole tonight, but I think that the consensus will favor Bauer by a pretty wide margin because of the discrepancy in pricing. So I will go with, if I were sorting between just those two, I'd probably go 60 Bauer and 40 Cole, but I would try to be overweight on Cole compared to the field because I do think that people may overlook his upside just because he hasn't been quite as on recently as he was earlier in the year. So yes, I have Bauer above Cole, but I want to make sure I have more Cole than the field for tonight. For this third slot, a cheaper slot, got two pretty good options right around $8,000. The first is Nick Pivetta. He is right at $8,000. And the second is Caleb Smith at $7,700. Both can get strikeouts, and they're both at home in decent matchups. However, because Pivetta does a better job of preventing walks and hard contact, I think he's safer, and I'm going to wind up with him over Smith for tonight. And Pivetta, it's not just that he prevents walks and hard contact. He's been solid across the entire board this year. His walk rate is 6.5%. That is about 5 percentage points lower than Smith's for this year. And he has also allowed just a 28% hard hit rate. That is basically a trademark of the Phillies rotation. I know that Gabe Kapler has done a great job of analytics. I'm not sure if that's why they've suddenly changed things up to prevent hard contact, but regardless, everyone in their rotation has done so. That does include Pivetta. The big draw for us, though, is the strikeouts. Pivetta has a 28% strikeout rate for the season, which is a pretty big number. All those numbers have combined to give him a 3.32 Sierra this season, which is the best for a pitcher below 9,000 on tonight's slate. As we talked about with Aaron Nola yesterday, this matchup is perfect for a right-handed pitcher. The Rockies are 30th in WRC plus against righties, 27th in hard hit rate, and 23rd in strikeout rate. All of that is perfect. And Pivetta has had some big individual games this year. He had 11 strikeouts against the Orioles back in May. He had 9 against the Marlins in April. So he does have upside. That's why I'm okay with Pivetta if you want to pay down here. But overall, I would rather just pay up for Cole, pay up for Bauer. And I think Jose Barrios would also be above Pivetta for me because he has a better shot at double-digit strikeouts, and we need those on this slate. But Pivetta is at least another option to consider in this cheaper pricing register. Before we take a look at the stacks, the big news this morning was that the U.S., Canada, and Mexico are going to be hosting the World Cup in 2026, and they may not be playing in the World Cup this year, but that doesn't mean you have to ride the bench. Play World Soccer Pick'em on FanDuel every day of the tournament starting June 14th and compete for the daily jackpot and free entries. It is simple. Before each day's action begins, just pick the outcome and score of every match, get all the outcomes right to win a free play entry, hit the scores, and you'll snag a share of the daily cash jackpot. If you want to play for even bigger cash prizes, FanDuel has plenty of regular fantasy soccer contests running all tournament long as well. Those are now up in the lobby if you want to play a single game slate for the 14th or the regular slates for the days beyond that. To play World Soccer Pick'em now, head to FanDuel.com/Pick'em. That's FanDuel.com/Pick'em to get yourself some of the World Soccer Pick'em action and, again, play some fantasy soccer at the same time. Moving on to the stacks here for this Wednesday slate, the Cardinals didn't start the year off being very good against left-handed pitchers. But if you looked at their roster, they seemed like a team that should have done well. They are starting to come around now, and they're in a good matchup today, too, against Eric Lauer. If we look at this Cardinals team right now, again, they started off slow, but they are back up to 10th in WRC plus against lefties. They're 7th in hard hit rate and 3rd in walk rate. All those are perfect and do make us feel pretty good about today. The one thing that can give you a bit of pause is that they will strike out a bit, so they're not the most consistent team, and that does matter, but they have upside. And Lauer can help boost that upside as well. He has a 6.64 ERA with a 5.02 Sierra this year, and the strikeout rate isn't bad at 20%, but it also could come down. His swinging strike rate is low at 6.7%. If that strikeout rate comes down, the Sierra is already pretty high for Lauer. That would inflate in a hurry because this dude allows some pretty poor batted ball data. He has allowed a 41% hard hit rate this year with a 34% fly ball rate. So to me, the only true concern or minor concern is the strikeouts. The Cardinals can be a bit sketchy. Lauer does get some strikeouts, and there is more volatility because of Lauer's strikeout rate. But if that strikeout rate comes down, they're an awesome play with less volatility, so I'm going to go here no matter what. Thankfully, it's not a huge guessing game with the Cardinals as far as their lineup. They did just face a lefty yesterday, so you have a pretty good idea of what their lineup will look like. If it is the same as last night, I'd be all in on Yadier Molina at $3,000. He has been awesome over the past calendar year against lefties. He has a 50% hard hit rate and a 42% fly ball rate. He is not just a defensive catcher. Yadier Molina can hit the baseball too, and I like him a lot for DFS because you don't need to use a catcher, but they tend to have lower ownership. I think he'll be kind of popular tonight, at least compared to other catchers, but I'm still fine plugging him in. Jed Jerko is $2,700. He hit 6th in that game. I would also be fully in on him if he's there again. And then check out for the cheaper outfielders on this Cardinals roster to see if one of them may jump out. If you look at yesterday's lineup, there was no one in the top six in that group who was insanely cheap. But they do have cheaper options who can slide up in there, specifically Harrison Bader. He is $2,500. I would guess he probably won't be in the top six for tonight, but if he is, he's a good play, but I would consider using him even in seventh if you need that extra salary wiggle room to pay up for Gerrit Cole. Moving on, we talked briefly about the Reds yesterday, and they're back on the radar again today. They're facing a new-look Jason Hamill, but he's still a pitcher the Reds should be able to handle for a couple of reasons. Now, the reason that I say that Hamill has a new look is that he has really started to go all out on his slider. He used it a lot before. This has always been a pretty prominent pitch for him, but he has taken that to a whole new level. Through his first 8 starts, Hamill threw his slider at least 40% of the time in just one outing. That was his first start of the season. But over his past 5 games, Hamill has thrown that thing at least 40% of the time in 3 of 5 starts. And it does seem to be working, at least to a certain extent. He had a 10-strikeout game against the Rangers in there. He has 2 other games with at least 6 strikeouts. It's a pretty big detriment for stacking. But there are 2 reasons we're still going with the Reds here. The first is that Hamill is still allowing a lot of hard contact. in this five-start sample, his hard hit rate allowed is actually 48%. That's higher than it was before, pushing his season-long total up to 45%. Second, the Reds just so happen to obliterate sliders. Their active roster ranks second in the league against them, according to Fangraphs, so Hamill's new approach probably shouldn't bother them too much. What makes this even better is that most of the guys we'd want to use excel individually against the slider. If we look at the past calendar year, Joey Votto, Jesse Winker, Scooter Jeanette, Eugenio Suarez, and Tucker Barnhart all have plus marks against sliders, again, according to Fangraphs, so they are an easy team to like here. As far as the individual hitters go, I will be starting my stack with the aforementioned Tucker Barnhart, assuming he plays. He's a catcher, so that's not a given. But he's 2,400, which will help you in the pursuit of Cole. And he has been batting second recently with decent bat at ball stats. I would love to get Votto in there too, which means you'd be occupying your catcher slash first base and your utility slot, but I'm fine with that. I have no objections to doing so. So if I can stack both those guys, I will do it. The other two guys to dig here are Jesse Winker and Adam Duvall. They're both below 3,000, so even though they'll likely bat 6th and 7th respectively, they're still worth it. I'd plug in those cheaper guys, see which of the more expensive bats you can afford, and go from there. Like, if you can get in Suarez, Jeanette, and Votto, awesome. I just don't know if I'll be able to do so in paying for Bauer or Cole tonight. So I will do it if I can. Just not sure if I can quite get there, but the cheaper guys here are good enough to warrant investment regardless. Now, that Reds-Royals game, sticking to that same one, is the only one on tonight's slate with a total higher than 8.5. It is actually a full run higher at 9.5. So I do think that the Royals are in play as well against Tyler Molly. Now, Molly is a fun, young pitcher who has done some really, really good things this year. He also has a great pedigree in the minors. He was pretty good down there when he was a youngster. But he's allowing too much hard contact for us to ignore it. He has allowed a 41% hard hit rate for the season. That is the fourth highest on the main slate, and we've already stacked against two of the other guys ahead of him. The ERA is fine for Molly at 4.33. That's not a fluke either. His Sierra is actually lower than that at 4.14. So the ERA is legit, and he has gotten enough strikeouts thus far to legitimize that mark. I'm just not sure that the strikeouts will stick around. His swinging strike rate is actually below average at 9.8%. That normally will not support a 23% strikeout rate. So I think that the strikeouts are not a guarantee to come down, but they definitely could. That would increase the number of balls in play against him, and that would increase exposure to his lofty hard hit rate. Hopefully you can see why the Royals are worth giving a sniff here. What will help in that journey, too, is that the Royals never strike out. Their active roster has the best strikeout rate in the league against right-handed pitchers, and their third in hard hit rate. This team is bad, yes, but they do have some things that they do well that help us out in DFS. To top it all off, they can also give us some value plays here, so I do like the Royals. I know they're volatile, they're erratic, they're annoying. They sometimes kill lineups, but I do think that they are worth giving a look here. The two biggest values are in the middle of the order here with Alex Gordon and Hunter Dozier. They hit 5th and 6th respectively last night with Jorge Soler back in the lineup. Dozier is 2,200 at third base, and Gordon is 2,600 in the outfield. I would lock in both those if you're stacking with Cole because they just should help you quite a bit in helping afford him. Whit Merrifield, hard hit Whit, is 3,200. Salvador Perez and Jorge Soler are both 3,300. So everyone outside of Mike Moustakas is decently cheap here. And if you use those value plays, you might be able to afford Moustakas as well. So this game as a whole is pretty fun, and that does include the Royals offense. So I think this game overall is really good. You could game stack it if you want. There's no real advantage to doing so in MLB, but I think it's fine to do so tonight. Do like the Cardinals as well, though. All right, things to watch. We did not talk about Jose Berríos in the pitching section, and that comes down to his matchup. Not quite as good as what Bauer and Cole have, but I do think that Berríos is worth considering tonight, too. He is facing the Tigers. They are just 12th in strikeout rate against righties. Both Bauer and Cole have better matchups from a strikeout perspective. However, Miguel Cabrera is unlikely to play tonight after getting hurt last night, and that could wiggle things up enough for Berríos to excel. Berríos has 3 double-digit strikeout games this year, including his most recent one against the White Sox. He also had 9 strikeouts in a game against this very same Tigers team a few weeks ago. And he pitches super deep into games. Last week, he was over 100 pitches. And they sent him back out for the 9th inning. Complete game for him. They will give him a long leash. So I put Berríos 3rd behind Bauer, who is 1st, and Cole, who is 2nd. But he's good enough to be worth a look, and I think I would definitely rank him above Pivetta. So this is a good night to pay up for pitching, whether it be for Cole, for Bauer, or for Berríos. Sticking with the Twins for a second, their implied team total is pretty high tonight, and I understand why, given that Matt Boyd is not the biggest name, but I also think that total should be a bit lower, because Boyd's a good pitcher in a lot of ways. It just doesn't really show up in his peripherals. His swinging strike rate is 10%. That means his strikeout rate should be higher than where it's at 19%. And he's also allowing a 35% hard hit rate this year, which is a bit high. But it's also not overwhelming. It's actually just 32% to right-handed batters, and those are likely the guys you'd be looking to stack. You don't want to use the lefties because Boyd's strikeout rate is higher there, but the hard hit rate is higher with them too, so there's no real good handedness to target against Matt Boyd. Last week, it was a short slate, but we had Boyd as a pitcher to use against the Red Sox as opposed to a stack candidate, and he did well in that one. His ERA is 3.20. I don't think you need to stack Minnesota here at all. So if it looks like the Twins will be chalky tonight, I would jump off in a hurry. If not, if people are off of Boyd based on last week, maybe you can get some exposure, but I'm fine not going there. And based on the way that I play, I'm probably not going to get exposure to the Twins' offense for tonight. Now, I know that a lot of people got burned by stacking against Dylan Covey last week, and with Cleveland's implied team total being the 3rd highest in the slate, you may be inclined to double down, but I will not be doing so personally. We've now got a 5-star sample on Covey in the majors this year, and it's abundantly clear that he is not the same guy we saw last year. His ground ball rate is 62%, up from 49% last year. And the ground ball rate was there before he got called up too. It was 56% in AAA, so this seems pretty legit. Covey has also increased his strikeout rate by 10 percentage points. That will not stick with where his swinging strike rate is at, but that is up as well. So when assessing Covey, you cannot look at last year's numbers. Look only at his AAA numbers this year and his major league numbers. The numbers from 2017 no longer represent the pitcher that he is now. So last week's outing will allow you to get Cleveland at lower ownership for tonight. But with pitching being expensive as it is, I am more than okay missing out on them. If a guy like Greg Allen winds up being at the top of the order for super cheap, or Lonnie Chisenhall, sure, whatever. I will go there then, but I think that's the one scenario in which I would go there. Otherwise, I am fine not using Cleveland at all for tonight. That is all we have for this Wednesday slate. I think it's pretty fun to have a couple of potentially higher-owned offenses that I'm not super into. You get the thrill of fading, and hopefully that thrill does not die with the first couple of pitches. But also, fun pitching for tonight between Cole, Bauer, even Berríos in there too. A really good slate for DFS for tonight. Don't forget to subscribe to the Number Fire Daily Fantasy Podcast feed. That is on SoundCloud, iTunes, Stitcher, the Google Play Store, and the TuneIn app as well. Again, the U.S. Open preview is up and ready for your consumption for lock tomorrow morning. If you have any questions for me, I am on Twitter at Jim Sonnes, JimSannes. And you can also follow the Number Fire Podcast Network at Number Fire Pods, PODS as in podcast. Do want to thank you all for tuning in for today. Good luck with your MLB DFS lineups for tonight, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow. This has been the Solo Shot right here on the Number Fire Podcast Network.